When organizing events, your to-do list seems endless. Your mailbox overflows and you don't know what to do first. How to handle all those tasks on time? I'll ask it to best-selling author David Allen, who wrote one of my favorite books, Getting Things Done. Hi David, welcome in our studio.
Glad to be here, Kevin.
As an event organizer, you have a huge to-do list, and it's hard to manage everything on time. But can you explain how to make sense of all the mess in that to-do list?
Well, a key element is to get all the mess out of your head and to get it out in front of you. If you feel like you're still missing something, but you can't remember what it is, then it's very hard for you to be trustworthy in terms of your choices mm-hmm. about what you're doing. So getting that inventory really clear and out of your head, your head's for having ideas, not for holding them. And if you're still trying to manage any of your world with your psyche instead of a system, mm-hmm. You're going to be lost.
And how do you handle that? How do you get it out of your head, but don't forget about it?
Write it down. That's that simple. Or you can type it out. Somehow you just need to get it out of your head. The scientists now call that distributed cognition. Fancy word mm-hmm. for get it out of your head, get it somewhere else. Mm-hmm. Now that's step one, but that's a very important step, which is to do what we call the capture or collect mode, mm-hmm. which is to get everything that has your attention. Anything that's not on, as we say, cruise control. Anything, I need to buy cat food. Oh, I've got to call this a vendor. Oh, I need to handle this. All of that stuff, as well as all of the emails and all of the inputs and things that you've collected mm-hmm. that you still haven't yet decided about or processed, all that needs to be, cohesively kept or captured in some trusted place.
That's the first step. And then what's next?
Next is to go through each one of them and say, what exactly am I going to do about it, if anything? Mm-hmm. What's the outcome and what's the action tied to this? And, those don't show up by themselves. Next actions, as well as what you're trying to produce, mm-hmm. don't show up as nice, clear things. You actually mm-hmm. have to think. Mm-hmm. I know that's bad news, but you actually have to think. And thinking is hard. It takes time to actually think. That's why it takes a good hour a day on the average for people just to collect and to then process or clarify all the new incoming stuff that's coming at them. And when people don't take the time to do that, you have this big backlog of unprocessed stuff that just starts to accumulate, and that mm-hmm. just sucks energy out of your brain, it sucks energy out of your life, and it makes it very difficult to feel confident about the choices that you do make.
And if, for example, email, that's a clear example, if an email comes in, how do you decide to put it on your to-do list, or just do it directly?
Well, my 2-minute rule says if you can finish something in 2 minutes when you first look at it, you should do it right then, because it will take you longer to organize it and look at it again than it would be to actually finish it. Mm-hmm. But anything longer than 2 minutes, you might want to make a choice about, well, wait a minute, I really need to park that into an action folder or somewhere that I get it out of the in basket so I'm not confused and having to rethink it again. But I do need to take action on it. So, a very simple way to do that is to create some sort of an action folder in your Navigator reference files for email and move it over there. That's dangerous, though, of course, because out of sight, out of mind, and oftentimes mm-hmm. people won't open their action folder again. And if you never get more than 1 or 2 screenfuls of email, fine. You can just use that as a kind of a reminder if you figure you're going to get to them soon enough. But most people have hundreds, if not thousands, of backlogged emails, and then that starts to become, it's kind of like having a house with plumbing that just backs up on you.
Indeed.
No fun, and you don't even want to be there.
One of the other problems with to-dos is, I'll do it tomorrow, and then you put it away, and then tomorrow in your inbox it pops up again.
I coach people, and it's nothing but dings and flags and whatever. Yeah. And they lose the value of that pretty fast as soon as you don't really pay any attention to it. The problem is when you're thinking about things, you're only thinking of one thing at a time. Mm-hmm. And when you're only thinking of one thing, it seems real clear, or it seems that's what I need to do with it. What most people don't have is a system where they can see all of the things that they haven't finished thinking about and that represent what we call open loops. Mm-hmm. And so getting that whole inventory, back to what I said to begin with, is really, really critical to begin with. And everybody, if you haven't captured and objectified and have in front of you all of your projects and all of the actions you need to take, you will always overcommit. Mm-hmm. But once you get that inventory, it's still not easy. And you still have to make hard choices about, okay, which one of these is going to be the highest payoff if I actually do it. So you still have to make priority choices, but it comes from a very different place of much more control and much more focus when you have the whole inventory in front of you.
Yeah. And what about people who keep postponing things?
You have to be careful about that, because if the reason you didn't do it was because other things showed up that were unplanned, mm-hmm. if those happen to be more important than what you had on your list, that's just good, smart self-management. If you're avoiding it because you just don't want to look at it, or you're scared of it, or you're afraid that you don't know how to do it well, sure, that's procrastination. And then it comes back to, well, how important is the thing? What's the risk? What's the risk of not doing it? You know, it's always good to ask yourself, what's the payoff if I do this, and what's the risk if I don't do this? And then, you know, deal with that, you know, self-management issue.
But there's no problem with taking things in that pop up as the day goes.
No, life's like that. You know, many times I have whole days I don't get do anything on my action list because, you know, I was surprised. Usually it's good news. You know, there's spontaneous things that show up, or I want to take a nap, or I want to have a beer, or whatever. And they're not on my calendar. They're not on my list. You know, they just, you know, I just feel like doing them when I feel like doing them. The good news about maintaining the system I maintain is then I can then do those safely. Because I say, I want to take a nap. Can I afford to do that? Or go have a beer. Can I afford to do that? Let me look. And so then I look at all the stuff that I could potentially be doing and say, no, beer is better or nap is better. Then that's a good choice.
Yeah.
So it's really all about how conscious are you about all the things you're committed to. You can only do one at a time. So you either feel good about what you're doing or you feel really bad about all the things you're not doing. But you're still only doing one thing at a time. So it depends on your attitude and your altitude.
But of course,
the way to get that right is to make sure you can see the whole thing and then just ask yourself those kind of questions. But see, there are no interruptions, Kevin. There are only mismanaged inputs.
Okay. And what do you mean with that?
You either should be getting that input or you shouldn't. If you shouldn't, don't get it. Stop it. If you should, you should. You just need to then evaluate that against all the other stuff you have to do. The problem is most people don't trust their own systems to be able to put placeholders or bookmarks on all of their work at hand so that they can focus and you can rapidly refocus. You can't multitask, but you can refocus quickly as long as you have placeholders that some part of you trust. I'll know where to pick that up when I turn back to it. So most people don't trust their own system, so they feel like they have to handle the interruption right then, and then they feel bad that the interruption disturbed their life. No, that's their accountability.
Okay. If people want to know more on this subject, they can read your books, I suppose, or also give trainings?
We do trainings, we do coaching, we have lots of stuff on our website, davidco.com, davidco.com, lots of stuff going on there.
Okay, so you can have a look on your website. We will put a link below the video so people can easily find it. David, I would really like to thank you for your time and for this interview.
It's my pleasure, Kevin. Good luck.
And you at home, thank you for watching our show. I hope to see you next time.